True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Audio cut of the day coming up here in a few minutes, but let's visit with my friend and 97.1 FM Talk political insider and CNN political contributor Scott Jennings. I have not spoken with you here after all this. How are you holding up?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm like a lot of people, suffering from a range of emotions about all this. I knew Charlie and had just been with him a couple of weeks ago out in Colorado at a Turning Point event, had been invited to speak a few weeks ago to an event in Tampa. And having had seen him and having just had a really thoughtful conversation with him, it just hits me like a ton of bricks. I mean, he was doing what we do, which was engaging in free speech and political debate. It's what our country's founded on, and they killed him for it. And so I'm angry, I'm sad, you sort of go through all these emotional reactions to it, and you're trying to make sense of what it means for our country. It's not easy.
So you just started this radio show on Salem a couple of months ago. We air it now, as I think a lot of the listeners know, at 8 p.m. But he essentially was the lead-in to your show on the Salem Network, right?
That's correct. He did noon to two, and I come on and do two to three. You all re-air it in the evening.
Right.
I followed Charlie, so together, we were kind of doing that afternoon slot of, bringing, I think, a sort of a different perspective on conservative talk. Now he's gone. And today they had Vice President Vance fill in. I think they're going to have fill in hosts for the rest of the week, but I'm not quite sure what's going to happen with that slot yet. But, for the time being, I think we're going to have some pretty high profile people host his portion of it.
I heard last week you admit you and I have not spoken since, this all went down. We've exchanged text messages. But I admitted that you were one of the first people I thought about, Scott, just because, this could happen to you. It could happen to Riley Gaines or people like that. You admitted that you were freaked out. And I can't even imagine, the reaction in the family to something like this.
Well, there has been a lot of reaction on that front. I mean, I'm in the same kind of space, which is sort of debating people in a hostile environment. I do it on CNN. He did it on college campuses. I've certainly over the last few years experienced, a lot of crazies, on social media saying violent things to me and about me. And you realize that there are people out there who can be driven over the line. Look, Charlie Kirk, what I find crazy is all these people are saying, well, he was an extremist and, he riled people up and he had these views. Well, I mean, he was a mainstream conservative. I mean, he held the views that tens of millions of Americans have. And I always viewed him as a very mainstream, articulate, mainstream voice. And, I'm on the trans issue that gets all the attention because of the ties the shooter had to that community, apparently. I mean, Charlie Kirk believed what 95% of people believe.
Yeah.
And that's supposedly extreme enough to make you feel badly enough to go out and murder someone. I mean, that's a very dangerous path when that is considered to be extreme, when 95% of the rest of us, basically agree.
Now, Jennings, there's still a lot of information we don't know, but obviously you've seen this in the last few days. There's this effort to pin this whole thing on MAGA, that somehow he didn't like Charlie Kirk, and I think this narrative is blowing up as we visit here this afternoon. He didn't like him because he wasn't conservative enough. That's what a lot of people have run with here in the last. Lawrence Tribe, now he apologized. Some people have taken this down, but that's taken off with help of the New York Times and the LA Times and some of these legacy publications.
Yeah, well, there is a willful effort going on the left to try to wash their hands of their responsibility for this, and it's not going to work. And apparently, and the governor of Utah has said this, Kash Patel has said this, there is going to be ample evidence that the shooter was steeped in liberal, progressive radicalism, this trans, ideology, and I guess they'll be in court tomorrow, and there'll be more evidence released. But it is apparent, based on all the authorities, that this person may have come from a Republican family, but he himself was steeped in an ideology of radicalism and progressivism that led him to be on the roof that day. I don't think there's going to be any question about it when all the evidence is presented.
Scott Jennings back with us this afternoon. All right, now we also have this conversation about rhetoric, and we had it last year after the assassination attempt. You got this other guy, Ryan Ruff, who's in, court today for the second assassination attempt. You have a group of Democrats, and as I pointed out last week, and I'm very curious about your opinion, it's not just random Democrats like here in St. Louis or, in Louisville, other places. These are the leaders of the Democrat Party, right? Hakeem Jeffries, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, all of these folks who have told us for literally years now that we're all fascists, evil Nazis, a threat to democracy, that we need to be taken out by any means. So, the back and forth here between the two parties, obviously it gets ugly in many situations. But in this particular case, trying to pin Republicans with the same rhetoric, and there's vile crap that goes on our side, Jennings. I think we both know that. But that's quite something, trying to ignore that all of that has existed in the background here.
Well, look at Chris Murphy, the senator from Connecticut. He's one of the...
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Principal actors out there trying to sort of blame Charlie Kirk and maybe Donald Trump for Charlie Kirk's murder. The day before Charlie Kirk was murdered, Chris Murphy did an interview and said, you have to realize we're at war and you have to be willing to do anything necessary to win the war. And then the next day, someone killed Charlie Kirk. The bullet casings they found had anti-fascist rhetoric written on the casings. Hey, fascist, catch. What have we heard come out of the mouth of people like Chris Murphy and Kamala Harris and all those people year after year after year? They are fascists. And now the killer has etched their words on the bullets. He's taken their words and etched them directly on the bullets. They cannot disown this. They cannot wash their hands of this. They have told people from Joe Biden to Harris all the way down that Donald Trump and anyone who votes for him or supports him is a threat to this country. And they've told them they're at war, and they've told them you have to do anything necessary to win the war. And guess what? Now they're doing it. And so to try to disown it or walk away from it now or to say, well, it's both sides, I'm sorry. This, to me, This is not a day for both sides. This is a day for the left wingers to take account of what they have done to convince this country and half the country and their own political party that Republicans and conservatives are dangerous enough that violence must be meted out against them.
Whether they say it out loud on the panel that you are featured on with Abby Phillip on CNN or not, you know that a lot of these people feel the same way. And, you know, they feel the same way about you and your viewpoints. You know the accusations that have been hurled against you. So I don't know if there's an effort here where, you know, maybe the legacy media takes a little bit of time here to look at the differences in the approach here with the rhetoric.
The number one thing I hear after my appearances on CNN, and I've heard this for years from the people who hate me the most, is why is Scott Jennings allowed to speak?
Yes.
Yeah. They have gone beyond the idea that speech and debate is how we solve our problems. They've decided that, no, that's over. We need to banish, by any means necessary, people from being allowed to speak. They want CNN to fire me or any conservative or not allow any conservative on the air. They don't want Charlie Kirk to be allowed to show up on a college campus and have speech and debate with liberals. They don't want the debate. They want the debates to end. They use the word fascism and they use the word authoritarianism, but I think they need to look in the mirror because that's the definition of it. When you banish, or worse, your political opponents from speaking, that's fascism. That's authoritarianism. And in some ways, I think with Kirk, it wasn't what he said. It was that he was allowed to do it at all. And they, you know, somebody took matters into their own hands. That's what they hate, is the allowance of conservatives to speak in these forums. And that's what's really dangerous.
Let's reflect on a couple of the positives here, because first of all, I admitted this last week. I underestimated the impact that Charlie Kirk had, not on the conservative movement, but on the younger people in this country. So I think that that's really impressive. And I'm learning some things here in the last week about that. Maybe a lot of us are. The other thing is you've had a situation. I saw my old friend Bruce Pearl, basketball coach of Auburn, on Fox this morning defending Charlie Kirk. The band Stained. Did a shout out. A couple other bands, college football, the NFL. There has been a lot of surprising things, Yankee Stadium, that have happened here with crowds breaking out into chants, younger people really, you know, reacting to this. And even some of the sources that you would not predict would highlight, you know, this dark moment they have. So I'm rather shocked and impressed by some of it.
Charlie Kirk was an entry point for millions of people into politics, people who may not have ever gotten involved at all, if not but for seeing some of his content. He was attractive to people because he was articulate. He knew how to explain things. But also a big part of his appeal, I think, was his faith. I mean, as much as the political debates went viral, he was constantly out there talking about his faith. And I think that also had appeal across the spectrum, whether it was in sports or other areas of our media. And just a few weeks ago, Lamar Jackson, the quarterback for the Ravens, got in trouble for retweeting, a religious post from Charlie Kirk about Jesus. And so,
I didn't know that.
Oh, the mob came after Lamar Jackson, the best quarterback in the yes.
And I missed that.
Oh yeah. And so when you look into these different areas of our culture, there were a lot of people that were attracted to Charlie. Yes, some for politics, but I think a lot for just his willingness to openly discuss his faith and how that had an impact on his life. And I think as much as the radical progressive left hates people that are conservatives, I think they really, really hate people who organize their lives around their Christian faith. And they make that perfectly clear every single day. And so Charlie represented the, you know, in their eyes, the worst of both worlds. Not only was he a conservative, but he was a strong Christian. And to them, that was a threat that could not be tolerated. And so I think we need to look on this and look, we had the shooting at the school in Minneapolis. That's at a Catholic church. We had the shooting at the school in Nashville. That was at a Christian school. Some of the war here is not just on conservatives. It's on Christians and people who profess their Christian faith in the public square. Very, very dangerous.
All right. So your show's going to air here on 97.1 FM Talk in just a few hours at 8 o'clock. I think you had Curtis Houck on today. He's one of my favorites. He was on actually my show a couple of times last week, highlighting some of the media nonsense. Anything else we should know about tonight at 8 o'clock on 97.1 FM Talk?
Well, I had a great interview with Andrew Colvett, who was Charlie Kirk's best friend, his business partner, and he's the spokesperson for Turning Point USA. And we talked a lot about some of the nonsense we've heard in the media. I asked him point blank, are they planning any legal action against people who are defaming or slandering Charlie Kirk by lying about some of the things he said? You're going to want to hear his answer to that question. But Andrew's a great guy. He knew Charlie better than anybody, and we had a great conversation. That's the second half of the show. So, yep, we had Curtis on to discuss some of the nuts in the media, Andrew gave us some insight into what's going on at Turning Point. It's a great show tonight.
Jennings, hang in there. I can hear you a little exhausted there, and I can imagine that you are after all this in the last week. So we will perhaps maybe start talking baseball again in 2027 because it does not seem appropriate from a variety of perspectives to talk about the Cardinals right now. Sadly.
No, I sat up and watched that entire game the other night where we lost in extra innings, and you talk about being deflated after everything that's happened, and you're up 6-1 against the Brewers, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, we lost. I mean, you know, it's one thing after another. But yeah, we'll get back to baseball sometime soon, I'm sure.
All right, Jennings, we'll hear you tonight at 8:00. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.